Some thoughts now as we head into this Father's Day weekend about dads and fatherhood. There are any number of cliches we might evoke right now, mushy or goofy movie references.
Annie, it's a little nippy out. You might want to put on a sweater.
Dad, it's okay. I'm kind of warm.
So there's a chill in the air and you've been on a plane.
Dad, I'm fine.
Annie, it is kind of cold out.
It is?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. I'll get my jacket.
I was no longer the man in my little girl's life.
Steve Martin in Father of the Bride there. But we begin with someone as far away from the cliche father as you can get. In the words of his son, Denis Bouchard's father was absent, even crazy, but he is still a magnificent presence in his own life as a man in his late 30s. Denis Bouchard is author of Cures for Hunger and Vandal Love. In many ways, those books are all about Denis's own relationship with his father. And it's why this holiday is a complicated one, full of remembrance and regret. Denis Bouchard, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Did you ever do the Father's Day thing in your odd upbringing?
I don't remember having done it. I must have, my mother must have prodded me at some point and told me I should say Happy Father's Day to my father, but I was pretty young and I don't really recall having paid much attention to it.
So these days, I gather, you know, Father's Day, if it's not completely irrelevant, is at least about giving your dad a little slack.
It certainly is. And I think that the older I get, the more I realize how similar I am to him in many of the not-so-good ways. So I cut him increasingly more slack.
Now, why does your dad constitute a character who needs to be cut slack as we think about these sort of folksy, sugary notions of fatherhood and dad worship and here's the tie that I got for you? That sort of thing.
I'd say he deserves to be, he needs to be cut slack because he, in almost every way, wasn't the model father. From the time I understood language, he was telling me how to fight. He was telling me how to fight in some pretty vicious ways. And he basically set out to instill in me a love for all forms of danger from the time I was very young. And in a way that really wouldn't help a child to survive. Some things would help a child to survive. These wouldn't. For example, he would park my brother and me on the railroad track, and he would wait till the train got pretty close, and he'd turn the truck off and pretend it wouldn't start. And as the train got closer and closer to the truck, he'd keep trying to start it and get us to yell at him and say, we'd give him advice, you know, pump the gas, turn the key. And finally the truck would start, and he'd pull off the train track just before the train got there. And I really enjoyed these sorts of experiences. This was sort of the adventures the games we'd play with my father.
Wait a minute. How old were you when you enjoyed these experiences?
I guess I was 5, 6.
But you must have been a little freaked out.
I remember the first time being a little uncertain. But then I quickly saw that, you know, he was laughing. He was having a good time. Why wouldn't I have a good time? And I think any sort of experience where a child feels that he can bond, a boy feels he can bond with his father, ends up becoming a positive experience.
Right.
And sometimes he'd put the keys in his pocket and walk off and leave us in there and then run
on the
back
tracks,
the last minute.
On the tracks?
On the tracks, yeah. And then he'd run back the last minute, start the truck, and pull off. But which was weird because his truck often stalled in traffic. So I always wondered how he knew it was going to start then. But it did.
Well, it's hard to know what the sort of toughening lesson is there, but you can certainly see that he's trying to say on some level he's capable of protecting you.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to look at it. The way I always looked at it was just that he was crazy and trying to give us a taste for adventure and
good
for
call.
Craziness as well.
And he's managed to instill that in you.
He has. You know, I'm now 38, and when I was in my 20s, I always thought I was going to turn out very different from him. And now I realize I've turned out far more like him than I ever expected. And I travel all over the world. I have a pretty large enjoyment for dangerous experiences, and I think that does come from him.
Do you think your dad was cruel on some level, thought of himself as a father who didn't measure up, who just wasn't able to deliver in the end? And in your case, would you do anything differently?
I think that he probably wasn't very aware of the impact of his actions. This is a guy who'd spent more than a decade of his life robbing banks. He'd spent 7 years of his life in federal penitentiary. His entire life he'd been getting in fights, escaping police, doing pretty crazy stuff. And I think at a certain point, you lose perspective on what's normal. And I certainly think that he probably didn't have a lot of perspective on the impact of his actions. And, you know, parking some kids on a train track is probably relatively minor after you've, you know, jacked 50 banks. You know, I think that my mother left him when I was 10, and I lived in Virginia for 5 years. And I think that when I saw him again when I was 15, he was rethinking how he lived. And I certainly know that if I were a father, I would definitely do things very differently. I know that I was asked to babysit once when I was a teenager, and I put the kids on the hood of the car, my hood of my car, and drove them around a field. So I was very much influenced by that. But I wouldn't do that with my own children or anyone else's children at this point.
Glad to hear it. Yeah. And, you know, we can laugh now, but your dad had a very painful life in the end. I mean, he took his own life, right?
He did. I think, you know, at the end of his life, it was, first of all, you know, to put things in context, this is a guy who had, by the end of his life, he hadn't talked to his family in 30 years. He'd cut himself off from his parents, he had 9 brothers and sisters. He hadn't spoken to them in 30 years. And I think that the very concept of family was something he'd so totally rejected in his youth that by the time he got to be older, he realized, in a sense, how much that was something that needed to be taken care of, that needed to be nurtured, that even the relationships he'd built with his own children were so fragile or unhealthy that he couldn't really communicate what he wanted to communicate at the end of his life. So I think he would have, from that moment when he looked back on his life, I think he would have done things very differently.
So if on this weekend you can have some sense of the importance of Father's Day, that's an extraordinary testimony to what fatherhood actually means.
Fatherhood is an extremely powerful thing, and I can't in any way deny how important he was as a father to me. Even when I was living in Virginia and I hadn't seen him for 5 years, I was obsessed with him. I wanted to go back, find my father. I wanted to rob banks with him when I found out he was a bank robber. The day I found out he'd been a bank robber was one of the happiest days of my life. I remember thinking, this is it. I'm going to write books and rob banks, and my father and I are going to be best friends. We're going to travel the country robbing things. And I think for a young man, you know, we're always looking at our father, in a sense, as a measure of who we are and what we're allowed to do. And I have to say that his having been a bank robber gave me permission to do whatever I wanted in life. And I was fortunate that I chose to go to university and pursue a career in writing as a result of that, because I could have taken a lot of other paths, but it did give me permission to do pretty much whatever I wanted in life, which I think is a significant permission. It's not one that we receive often.
Hmm. Well, happy Father's Day to you, Denis Bouchard.
Thank you. You too.
Denis Bouchard is the author of Cures for Hunger and Vandal Love. His newest book, Empty Hands, Open Arms, about conservation in the Congo, comes out in October. More on dads tomorrow on the show. Denis Bouchard says the happiest day of his life was learning his dad was a bank robber and he wanted to just run around and rob banks with his dad. Have you ever had anything like that happen to you? What did you discover about your dad, something that was hidden away? We'd love to hear the story. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Send us a tweet at The Takeaway or head over to our website, thetakeaway.org. I'm thinking, I've got to have a moment like that with my own dad. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.